I cannot remember her words now, but I know that she bade me welcome to Mandalay in the name of herself and the staff, a stiff, conventional speech rehearsed from the occasion, spoken in a voice as cold and lifeless as her hand had been. When she had finished, she waited, as though for a reply, and I remember blushing scarlet, stammering some sort of thanks in return, and dropping both my gloves in my confusion. She stooped to pick them up, and as she handed them to me, I saw a little smile of scorn upon her lips, and I guessed at once she considered me inbred. Something in the expression of her face gave me a feeling of unrest, and even when she had stepped back and taken her place amongst the rest, I could see that black figure standing out alone, individual and apart, and for all her silence, I knew her eye to be upon me. Maxim took my arm and made a little speech of thanks, perfectly easy and free from embarrassment, as though the making of it was no effort to him at all, and then he bore me off to the library to tea, closing the doors behind us, and we were alone again. Two cocker spaniels came from the fireside to greet us. They pawed at Maxim, their long, silken ears strained back with affection, their noses questing his hands, and then they left him and came to me, sniffing at my heels, rather uncertain, rather suspicious. One was the mother, blind in one eye, and soon she had enough of me and took herself with a grunt to the fire again. But Jasper, the younger, put his nose into my hand and laid a chin upon my knee, his eyes deep with meaning, his tail a thump, when I stroked his silken ears.